Kessler comes armed with statistics to promote a constitutional amendment that would stop the practice of counting prison inmates as residents in the legislative district where they're held. He says in the 53rd Assembly District, 10% of the residents are incarcerated felons who don't have the right to vote and don't use local public services.
They don't go out and drive on the roads. Their families who are counted in Milwaukee, Racine, or maybe even in Fond du Lac or Oshkosh certainly use the roads. They don't use the schools. And what is happening is the communities that have those prisons are getting a disproportionate impact.
But critics dispute that claim. State Senator Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac says inmates in his district do use local services. He says a recently built health clinic in Waupun serves both inmates and local residents. He challenged Kessler to repay his district if the inmates end up getting counted in Milwaukee, where their families live.
If you wanted to count them in the districts that they're from, well then, if you'd be willing to send the shared revenue for us that you're receiving in your districts so that we can care for them in our districts, then that's a discussion maybe we can have.
Changing the current policy in Wisconsin requires a constitutional amendment. So far, only New York and Illinois are considering a similar change. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.